if you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. And then start eating, because the food is amazing. That's what our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has discovered. She lives in Maine, but has spent some time this winter in the Bay Area, and it has changed her cooking. Kathy, welcome.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, you've been out in California for several weeks now. What have you found?
Well, let me tell you, this morning I took the dog for a walk, and on my walk I passed 3 lemon trees, 1 Meyer lemon tree, a hedge of rosemary almost as tall as I am. Rosemary is like a weed out here. I saw a grapefruit tree and flowers. So back home right now, everything's kind of coated in ice and my garden is deep asleep. So you can imagine it's a different scene. There's colors. There's so much to say. I've been noticing one needs to truly search out here to find food that's not organic. It is everywhere. It's in the most ordinary supermarkets. You walk in to buy a roll of toilet paper and there's organic oranges and there's organic herbs and there's organic lettuce and organic kale and everything's organic. It's an extremely high priority out here for food shoppers.
And it's not nearly as expensive to buy a lot of the produce there as it is here. You're making me long for my days living in Los Angeles when, yeah, you can go into the supermarket and get the most perfect avocados and oranges and everything else for pennies on the dollar. But you have sent me a little care package here, Kathy. Some oranges in front of me with the leaves still on.
Those are Satsuma mandarins, and they are delicious. It's a Japanese variety, and they're seedless, and they're very cold tolerant. And take a bite of one of those.
Okay.
They're extremely juicy.
I'm going to peel it open here.
Peel it open. Just the smell will bring you to California, right? That's the beauty
yes.
of citrus, right?
Yes, that smells
They're very
great.
Sweet and juicy. You see those everywhere. They're very much in season right now.
It's like a little clementine.
Yeah, exactly. But you know those cans of mandarin oranges? I grew up on them. My mother used to put them in salads at fancy dinner parties. Well, this is what it's supposed to taste like.
This is the real thing. And it doesn't taste anything like this, of course.
Exactly. You know, I just wanted to go back to your earlier point about cost. Some of the food I'm finding is still very expensive out here, but here's the difference. You mentioned local food. So I want to give you an analogy. You know how you wake up in the morning.
You can go on as long as you want while I'm eating this orange.
You just keep talking. Okay. All right. So you know how when you're home, you have a good night's sleep, you wake up, you take a shower in your own shower, you put on your own clothes, you feel kind of fresh and ready and at your best, you go to work. Now imagine you've taken a cross-country plane trip. You're frumpy, you're tired, your clothes are wrinkled. I think that's the difference between buying food here and getting it at home. Mm. When you're getting it here, it's just come off the trees. It has not been on an airplane ride. It has not traveled across the country. The food here tastes fresher because it is. It is truly local. I mean, I'm using olive oil that was made right here, and I'm drinking wine that was made right here, and I'm having the citrus right off the tree. And when I cut open a Meyer lemon, it's been picked that day as opposed to getting put in a box, you know, being processed, and then having to get on a plane and come to you in Boston. So that's my analogy.
And by the way, we should say right now that the state of California is not paying for this segment to be on the air. But Kathy, you sent some rosemary here. Tell me about this.
Well, first of all, just rub the leaves in your hand. Do you see those little purple flowers? It's very much in bloom now. And as I mentioned, it's like a weed. It just grows everywhere. Every third, fourth house, apartment building, even the medium strips on the highways have it. I've been seeing
it everywhere.
Yes, that's
true. That is absolutely true.
And
it smells amazing, too.
Isn't it beautiful? I have rosemary envy. I mean, I have a pot in my garden that's about, it's big. I think of it as like a big rosemary plant, but it's the puniest thing compared to the scale of what you see out here. And I've been using rosemary when I roast meat. I've been making pestos out of it. You can mix it into butter and put it on top of anything. You can bake it into scones with cheddar cheese. Rosemary is supposed to be really good for your brain and sharpen your mind. So I eat as much as possible.
And you've brought me some avocado on toast here that our producer Emiko has put together.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So I sent you some avocados from California. I went to visit a friend out in Santa Cruz a few weeks ago, and on the side of the road, a guy was selling 5 avocados for $1. So had to stop, and I have been making avocado toast, which is something you see in a lot of breakfast places and cafes here. And this is a recipe for all those cooks who say they don't know how to cook, because you open an avocado, ripe but not too ripe, you smash it with a fork, you add a little bit of fresh lemon juice and some good sea salt, and you spread it on some good crunchy toast. And that's what you've got in front of you.
And let me so just try it here, because it is delicious. Ripe, perfect California avocado. Which reminds me, Kathy, by the way, of a trick I learned in San Diego. A sushi chef showed me how to cut an avocado perfectly. You basically quarter it, and then you pull the seed out of the middle, and you can just peel the skin off, and you haven't lost any of the fruit.
Nice. I also sometimes stab the pit, it's called, in the middle with a knife just to hold it into place and then peel back the skin. And yeah, they're very buttery. And of course, they are also so good for you. And you can eat that for breakfast with strong coffee, or you could add a dollop of Greek yogurt on it and some chopped tomatoes for lunch. Some people put anchovies and lemon zest on it. You could really go nuts. But as a basic, simple recipe, it doesn't get much easier.
Okay. Now, you've only sent us a little tiny taste of California, but what else should we be, and can we realistically do if we don't live in California but live on the East Coast or live in the Midwest or the South at this time of year? What can we be using some of these California fresh ingredients for?
Well, citrus is available everywhere, and you want to look for really firm citrus that feels heavy in your hand. It's got a lot of juice. Look for these Meyer lemons. They're like a great cross between lemons and oranges. You can use those where you would use any kind of lemon. Can we talk about artichokes for a second, which is such a symbol of California? I had an artichoke soup at a place called Duarte's Tavern in Pescadero, California. It's this really fabulous old tavern from 1894. It looks like the set for some, you know, great movie. And they make an artichoke soup, which completely inspired me. So I went back and made an artichoke soup, and I've sent you the recipe. And it would be great with fresh artichokes as they come in this spring, but you could also do it with frozen or jarred artichokes. So check that out also. The other things I'm seeing, there's farmers markets here almost daily. All kinds of nuts, almonds and pistachios, and they do all these great things with flavoring almonds. I'm seeing kumquats out here and all kinds of tangerines and another wonderful orange that I didn't know about called Cara Cara.
Which do is I have one of those in front of me?
You have a local blood orange in front of you. And that, of course, the color is so spectacular. It's a delicious juice to drink in the morning. They're expensive away from the West Coast, but boy, do they have a lot of sweet flavor. That will brighten up a winter day for anybody, anywhere. Of course, what you don't have in the box, Jeremy, is the sun.
Yes.
You don't have Dungeness crab.
And you cannot overstate what a good mood it puts you in to have nice weather and sunshine at all times.
Boy, that vitamin, it's a real pick-me-up. I've been, you know, working hard out here, but boy, it is very pleasant. What you're also missing in that box is Dungeness crab. I think it rivals the taste of lobster. It's so sweet, and it is truly a seasonal seafood. It's around mid-November and goes till about May or June in Northern California. And you see that in soups and bisques, and people just have cracked crab. It's a real regional, seasonal, special food, which I wish I could have put in your box.
Well, I have one more question for you, Kathy, and that is, how on earth are you going to return to the East Coast after this love affair you're having with California?
I think that's a very good question. You may not see me for a while.
No, come back, come back. Or at least take us with you.
Okay, come on over. All the leaves are brown. All the leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. And the sky is gray. I've been for a while. On a winter's day. On a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm. If I was in L.A.
Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz. You can see her California-inspired recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.